Elizabeth Sweepack is senior researcher at Pew Research Center, where the Forum on Religion and Public Life has just released its latest survey of the religious makeup of the members of Congress. Elizabeth, welcome to State of Belief Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
It seems like our representatives are less and less like us in terms of religion. So could we get a quick summary of what our representatives in the 117th Congress profess?
Sure. I think part of what we're looking at here are these kind of broad strokes of how the 117th Congress is different from the U.S. adults overall, is that you see about 88% of members of Congress identify as Christian in some way, and that's compared with 65% of U.S. adults. So that's a pretty big gap there. And one of the other big gaps that we see is that you have about 26%, about a quarter of American adults say that they are unaffiliated in some way, that they are atheist, agnostic, or that they are nothing in particular. But you only have one member of Congress who identifies that way. So those are pretty big discrepancies between how Congress identifies religiously and the general public does.
Hmm. Which traditions are the most over or under represented? I think you just called one of them compared to the general population.
Yes, so we did just talk about the religiously unaffiliated. That's one of the biggest discrepancies there, I would say. And you also see kind of when you're looking at Protestants and Catholics, some of these still larger groups, but you do see kind of about 10 point differences there as well. You see about 43% of U.S. adults identify as Protestant, but it's over half in Congress, 55%. And then with Catholics, about 20% of U.S. adults identify as Catholic, and it's about 30% in Congress. You also see a discrepancy in Jewish adults here. So about 6% of Congress identifies as Jewish, compared with about 2% of U.S. adults.
Were any of those facts surprising to you and your colleagues?
I think one of the things that I don't know if I would call it surprising, because we have been following the religious composition of Congress for quite some time now. I believe that the first one we looked at in conjunction with CQ was the 111th Congress. And what we've seen, even as we take a farther look back at the data that's available, is that Congress has always been very heavily Christian. And so that part is not altogether surprising.
Does the fact that Congress is made up of, shall we say, relatively more seasoned citizens than the average voter, does that play a role in these statistics?
At the start of the 116th Congress, the average representative was 57.6 years old. The average senator was 62.9 years old. And so obviously those are kind of round a little bit. We have data on adults in that age range. So among Americans ages 50 to 64, 74% are Christian, compared with 65% of all Americans ages 18 and older. But even though 74% of Americans ages 50 to 64 are Christian, you still see a higher share of Congress who identifies as Christian, if that makes sense.
Hmm. I know, Elizabeth, the survey looks at data as far back as the 50s in making these comparisons. And I see that historically we didn't have anywhere near the level of difference that we have. Can you talk some about that?
So a lot of the data that we had collected, so this is the available data that goes back to the 87th Congress, mm-hmm. beginning in 1961. So that's the earliest for which the aggregated religion data is available. And you're right, it is, you know, a majority Protestant there. You have 398 members who were Protestant in those early 60s and 100 Catholics. And you're right, very few kind of other smaller groups that were represented in Congress. And I think, you know, we haven't done a full level here, but I think a lot of what you're seeing is just as the religious composition of the United States grows more diverse, some of that is bound to be reflected in who the elected leaders are. And some of it is a little bit more slow moving in Congress than it might be in the general public.
Are there notably party differences along religious lines?
So Republicans are far more likely to, there are still majorities here, but Republicans are far more likely than Democrats to identify as Christian. It's about 99% of Republicans identify as Christian, whether it's with a Protestant denomination, that's about 68%. Catholic is about 26%. And then there are other smaller groups there. And then among Democrats, about 78% identify as Christian. And you see that about almost all of the, not all, but almost all of the non-Christian members of Congress are Democrats.
Since the new president is a Catholic, it's interesting to know how does that work out in terms of the number of Catholics in each of the political identities?
Overall, we can get into numbers, but overall, among Democrats, Catholics make up about a third, about 34%.
Mm-hmm.
And among Republicans, they're about 26%. Mm-hmm. And so in sheer numbers, in this Congress, you have 67 Catholic Republicans,
mm-hmm.
and looks like 91 Catholic Democrats, if I'm doing that math correctly.
Okay. In your mind, what are some of the things that we most need to know about what your findings are?
Well, I think there are a couple of things, and some of them are the ones that we already touched on, right? There are a couple big discrepancies that are just really important to keep in mind when you're thinking about how this Congress is representing the public and kind of like we talked about, who is over and underrepresented. So I think it's interesting to see kind of those differences between Congress and between the general public. It's also interesting to see that for all of this change, Congress is still largely Christian. It's far more Christian than the U.S. public overall, and that has stayed pretty high. An overwhelming majority has been Christian for, you know, as far back as we have the data here. One of the other things that I would note that we kind of focus on when we look at how the 117th Congress compares to the 116th is that there is this growing share of members who are identifying as Protestant, but not really specifying what they are, an unspecified Protestant or an unspecified Christian. This group, while it's not, again, by the nature of the words, it's not as specific a denomination as things like Baptist or Methodist, but this group of unspecified Protestant has really been growing over the past, you know, even in the past, since the past Congress, but since we started these with, I believe, the 111th Congress, there were only 39 members who described themselves as simply Protestant or Christian without specifying a denomination. And now there are 96 members of Congress in that category. So it went from 7% in the 111th Congress to 18% today. And that seems to be a category that is growing in Congress while remaining roughly the same in the general public.
Let me ask you one other question that doesn't just go to the data, but I'm just interested in it. Do you know how interested people are in knowing about the religious identities?
I would say we know from our own research that how people identify religiously can affect or can have an impact on a number of other views that they hold, a number of other behaviors that they might exhibit, but it's part of their identity. Or in that respect, if in so much as you want to know about your congressperson's identity, then this might be a valuable thing to know. But have we had specific requests? We don't have a measure on how much people want to know about their elected officials' religion in this sense. We do ask people if they know the religion of, you know, sometimes the president, sometimes presidential candidates. But I think in so much as you want to know about a person's identity and what makes them who they are and what drives their views and their values, then this is something interesting to know.
Elizabeth Swupak is senior researcher at Pew Research Center, which has just issued its new report titled Faith on the Hill, the Religious Composition of the 117th Congress. It's available at pewforum.org, and we will link to it from stateofbelief.com. Elizabeth, thanks for being with us on State of Belief Radio.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it.